My name is Wanda Adams Fisher. I grew up in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Now I live in Schenectady, New York, and I've been a Red Sox fan since 1956. Many of the boys we knew thought we were crazy because we loved baseball. They thought we were only going to the games because we wanted to meet Tony C., Dalton Jones, or Dave Moorhead. Of course, we were teenage girls and thought they were cute, but we also loved to see Dick Graditz come in and close out a game, or Bill Marmoquette start and win, or Rico Petrocelli field the ball cleanly at short. Frank Malzone was a third baseman, and he made some fine plays. I wanted to be a sports writer back then. I was walking by myself after a game toward Kenmore Square. I recognized Rick Reichardt of the Angels, who was also walking toward Kenmore. I struck up a conversation with him about baseball, and I told him that I wanted to be a sports writer. He was very nice, but cautioned me that there would be many obstacles for me to overcome due to the fact that I was a woman. I thanked him and went home, wrote him a letter, and he responded something to the effect of, "You seem to be a very nice girl. Think twice about going into sports writing as a career." I never did get to see Ted Williams play in person. We went to the New England Sportsman Show at the Armory to meet him once in the off season, but he was too busy demonstrating fishing techniques to talk baseball. My cousin Helen and I used to go to the Patriots Day doubleheaders. We went to the morning game in 67 with little thought that the Red Sox would ever win the pennant, much less get into the World Series that year. It was really cold that day, and we bundled up against the drizzle and cold. I remember wearing gloves and a hat. Our grandfather had died when I was 8 and Helen was 9. He had never taken us to Fenway. We had only heard him, when we were very young, listen to the play-by-play on the radio. In 1967, I was finishing my freshman year at Boston University. In September, I went to the University of Tennessee as a sophomore journalism major. It was a bad choice to leave Boston. I watched the World Series on TV from Knoxville, Tennessee. I was trying to become a sports writer at a time when women were not being taken kindly in that profession. I kept score of those games. Wish I could find those scorecards now. I hung on every pitch. It made me feel as if I were home. I dropped out of college after that year and came home, got a job, and finished my education at Northeastern at night. But I was home. I was with my Red Sox, with my baseball, with my Fenway Park. It didn't matter to me if they won or lost at that point. They were mine, and I was home.